Ken, are you wearing a blanket?
I am.
Oh, okay.
It's chilly in the basement.
I thought it was some sort of chest kilt.
A chest kilt?
That's open in the front.
The best kind of kilt.
Yeah. I
don't like it.
Oh, man.
Did you guys see that moon out there?
No.
It's a
is this another kilt? Is this another kilt joke here?
No, it's just a perfect moon for D&D. After this, if it's still up, you got to go look. It's the tiniest little...
Sliver,
yeah. Razor
it's a toenail.
Sharp moon.
It's a toenail.
Gross.
It's a toenail. Oh, jeez, now I'm going to have nightmares again.
It's waxing.
You have toenail nightmares?
Waxy toenail
specifically,
nightmares.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, it's a long, stupid story. But Zach, all that is behind us. It's Wednesday night. What time is it?
It's time for a kind of good RPG.
Toenail Edition.
It sounds like a dwarven drinking song.
Uh-huh.
Mm, yeah.
To open our episodes.
Should we or get rid of the theme song? You know, we'd really, when you actually listen to the episodes, there is like theme music that happened just now.
No, I know. Okay. I just think it'd be fun to have a dwarven drinking song.
All right. I'll write.
It's a yes and. A dwarven drinking song that goes with our intro music.
If you write the lyrics, I'll compose.
Maybe it shouldn't be a drinking song. This is supposed to be, you know, kinda family good. Rated.
Just drinking dwarf juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the dwarven words for ale? Because the lyrics were just going to be ale over and over.
Yeah, it's going to be a good song. It sounds catchy.
Well, it's just ale in a Scottish accent. Ale.
Yeah.
Before we got on, we were talking about kids getting into trouble. And one of my boys came home from college listening to dwarven heavy metal.
Oh no.
It's a real thing.
Shameful.
Well, the dwarves don't go for light metal, so.
No.
They're all about the heavy armor.
Jake, what was Mike listening to on the sailboat trip?
Oh, I don't know.
There was
yacht was it rock? Dwarven heavy metal?
No, yacht but it rock. Was it was like something
that's
very
like Jimmy
strange.
Buffett.
Huh. No. It was very strange.
I have no recollection.
Did you guys talk like pirates the whole time?
Yar. You guys killed some goop monsters. How do you feel about that?
Creeped out.
Didn't understand it. All of a sudden, we won.
Yeah.
I do have...
Especially for me, because I was not with it for half the battle.
I do have a follow-up question.
And then you lost your memories, right?
They were eaten.
Yeah, they're still eaten. Mm. I wonder if they tasted good or if they were bitter.
Handar, you back to yourself? You feeling all right?
I don't feel all right. I don't even know what just happened, but I don't feel good.
You look terrible.
Plank seems to have an indent that matches my hammer in his side of his face.
Oh. Here's what memory they stole. You do not. You see this hammer in your hand. You have no idea how it got in your hand. You don't know where it came from.
No.
Handar, I think that's Hank's hammer. Hank,
wait.
Get your hammer back from Hank.
Wait. Is that real? Did I forget?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this permanent or do I get the memory back?
No, it's just on the next short rest.
Oh my goodness. That's a major memory where this hammer came from.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, but right now, Handar looks down at it. He knows this thing's probably, like, it. He ought to feel something about it, but he has no... He's got amnesia about the hammer.
Does he remember he can cast Flame Blade with it?
I cast it.
Oh,
do you think I should
just
drop
you're fine.
The hammer?
Your green Flame Blade is fine.
Maybe I should just drop the hammer.
I'm sure Hank could buy it.
Well, the funny thing is, remember,
why
I'm bonded
when I can take it.
I'm bonded to it. So when I remember it, it'll just appear in my hand.
It'll come back to you after a short rest.
It'll physically come back to me.
It's going
to
be mad at you, though.
Does it disappear?
From wherever it is and appears in my hand.
That's really cool.
I could just leave it right here.
You've said that before, but I totally forgot that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Jake, I have a question. So Handar was dominated. What would have happened if I would have cast Charm Person on Handar? Could we have gotten him back to our team?
Goodness.
Or can you only be affected like by one sort of charm spell?
I have no idea. I'd have to dust off some books and do some reading.
Would I have to role play a character who's dominated by the bad guy and then charmed by Plank and is conflicted? I don't think I could do that. I'm not skilled enough.
Zach, do you know the answer?
Well, I looked up dominate person, and it says that if you fail, you are charmed.
Oh, really?
And so it like something that would get rid of charmed, like Greater Restoration, would have gotten rid of it, I think. Huh. But not Lesser Restoration. I checked. Lesser Restoration does not get rid of charmed.
Doesn't Banishment also get rid of it?
Oh, my.
If you that one
specifically
me?
Got rid of the vampire charm. I don't know if that's a general solution.
Okay.
It's like the teleporters, right?
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Just teleport them in, teleport them out. Everyone's okay.
So we have to go check on Ferdus because he jumped into the fight.
He's okay. He's okay.
That's not what I meant. We got to see what his deal is. I'm sorry. Ferdus, son of Khalil, son of Baran.
At your service.
I know he's very formal. What? Thank you for joining.
Let us step back into the light, shall we?
You didn't get your red robes dusty or anything, I hope.
It was a little smelly in there.
Was there any treasure in this room?
If you searched it, no, you would not find treasure. You would find bones of Imperial soldiers.
Ew.
Ferdus, did you realize that those men were not men?
Of course. I would have said something, but it sounded like you were just going to pass on your way and leave them behind. And then you went inside, and I thought maybe I would see how you were doing and then see how you would perform against them. But then the old man started screaming in a moment of weakness. I confess I felt some compunction and joined in. I played only a small part, of course.
Wait, what happened to the other guy?
They all melted.
They all melted. They were mere projections of a magical creature known as this. And you may not believe me, but this is actually what it's called. An Ublex. An Elder Ublex.
You're right. I don't believe you.
Yes. Well, this is what we call it anyway, where I come from. Huh. Ferdus Town.
And where was it that you came from again? I was a little fuzzy on that.
There's no word for it in your language.
Naturally.
We pronounce it wrong anyways.
You're one of the Bonnie Jess, aren't you?
The Bonnie Jess. No, I'd like to make their acquaintance. They sound like a lovely people, but no, I've not. I'm not from there, nor have I visited there. Not yet.
And you're not affected.
He sits right back down, and he picks up his cup of tea that he was sipping on before and leans back a bit and seems very comfortable here.
You're not affected by the crazy of this land like everybody else is?
I have certain wards against magic, I feel quite myself.
All right, well, this guy's a jerk. Let's leave him here and go keep exploring.
You seem Ferdus, to think you're tougher than us. Why don't you go get the ring yourself?
Well, that was plan A, but I winged myself here, and so my plans have been put off a bit. But no, if you're not able to find it, or if the prince should fall, your excellency, yes, I'll go and find it myself.
Hmm. You want me to take a look at that arm for you?
Oh, well, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, certainly.
Yep, it's an arm, all right, Virgil.
Just look at it.
Yeah, so Virgil's going to go up, and he's going to like take his time kind of looking it over, getting out stuff, and he's going to cast Detect Magic on this guy.
Oh, okay. Sneaky. Now, he would know you're casting a spell.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would just say, like, hold still. This won't hurt.
Cattywampus, detect magic, cattywampus.
Are you casting? Are you going to take do that as a ritual?
If I can spare the if he suffers my ministrations for 10 full minutes. Okay. Otherwise, I'll use a spell slot.
All right. Handar should short rest during this time.
Oh, yeah, I should. I was going to walk over to Farfar and say, I'm just following you now. I'm not going to walk to any other doorways. I learned my lesson. Good. So you're going to spend 10 minutes casting ritual. I'm going to short rest.
Yeah, I'm going to heal a hit dice as well.
All right. So it says you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet. If you sense magic in this way, you can use your action to see the faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic and learn its school of magic, if any. All right. So you do this and you give a quick look around. And as expected, Hendar and Hank and Plank all have their own magical aura, and Farfar and Questerstein do not. And Ferdus, he's got a number of magical devices, like his sword is magical, and a brooch on his chest, and a ring on his finger are all magical, but he himself does not give off any magic.
Hmm. Okay. All right, well, that confirms that he's at least humanoid.
Did you say that me and Plank and Hank, literally us, we radiate magic?
That's how I understand the spell, because you guys, you cast.
We have items that are magic.
Not just that, but like, you guys can cast spells. So
we are magical. Interesting. Okay.
Can I tell whether his arm will be healed by a mundane or sort of normal cure wounds spell?
Yeah, you can see no reason it wouldn't be.
Okay. I'll cast a first level cure wounds on him then.
You could do a medicine check while you're at it, I guess. Just if you're going to kind of look him over.
Yeah, I want to, you know, see if I notice any extra appendages 16. Or anything that would tell me what species he is if he's
you,
not.
The one thing you notice is his, you know, you're looking at his hand or his arm, and you're just kind of like feeling, and you can feel where it's broken. And so you're preparing to cast the cure wounds to knit that bone back together. And you look at his hand, and his hand is spun around backwards. Like his, I don't know how else to explain it, but like his hand is mounted on his hand, like upside down. His thumb points outward. And he sees you notice that, and he kind of puts it inside a fold of his cloak and gives you a little wink.
Just the one arm?
If you checked his other hand would be the same way.
Okay. Does the healing seem to work?
It seems to work, yeah. He stretches his arm and thanks you most graciously. You know how healing is in this game, or in this world, where, you know, broken arm and having your head almost cut off can...
Sure.
I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, but he seems like he's much better now.
All right. Is he avoiding my holy symbols in any way, or seem bothered by my magic at all?
No, I wouldn't say he seems bothered by it, no.
Okay, all right. Well, sure you don't want to come with us and lend your blade to the quest here?
No, I think it might be boring for the listeners if there was another high-level character involved in all your fights.
Well, thanks. We are made to suffer, so.
We'll see you back here then.
With that ring, young prince, I do hope. And your royal, whatever it is.
Possessions that belong to me, yes.
Very good.
Do you have far name again?
What was your name again, prince?
I'm sorry, we're not familiar. You may just call me prince or your highness.
Yes, you introduced yourself earlier, so I thought maybe you'd remember your name. But that's fine. We're all busy.
Wilbury or something like that.
Your Excellency.
So how far into this facility have you gotten?
Well, I did walk around this immediate building that we're standing outside, and it's a mess, I can tell you. That Oblex made its lair there, and near as I can understand, I got chatting with these two, you know, and it's a deceitful creature. But I spent some time here talking to them, and near as I can understand, quite a few soldiers have made their way up here, been lured in, and I think it judged you too powerful a group to try to attack, but then you walked right in and it was cornered and it lashed out. So it won't be causing any more trouble, but I do believe it's been eating people up here for quite some time. Now, I don't know the last time it had any fresh meat.
Well, it's had its last meal. How do we get to the next level higher?
There's a stairway. Well, there's two ways, truly. The most direct route is a stairway to your northeast here, Sirim Pingin. That would take you up to the grand entrance above.
And that'll take us to the treasure vault?
Well, your highness knows where the treasure vault is, but I understand the ring that I'm searching for is in the castle above. Let me see if I can... Where's that map I just had up? All right, so you guys are like right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying that if you go up these stairs inside this entrance, he thinks that this is connected to the area behind, and he thinks that the ring he's looking for, the ring of the Undermountain King, is in the main castle complex. There's two halves to it. There's a larger half on the right and a smaller half on the left. So he doesn't know where it is up there, but he believes it's up there somewhere.
You fellas want to go looking for this ring and some loot? Or should we keep looking for the Emperor somewhere else? I have a feeling we may not meet him in this castle. But
I don't think so either. But we're going to have to search this whole ziggurat. Is this area you were telling us about, is that the eastern side where he said there's some kind of remains of dwarven engineering?
Yeah, his sensing this with, he's got his own sort of magical detection, so he feels like there's some kind of magical mechanistic power that's still operating here, and then above is where there's something much older and much more inscrutable. And then in lower levels, he senses that there's a great number of just relatively mundane undead.
Well, should we go grind out some XP, boys?
I say we go up.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Up it is.
All right. All right, so you find your way up the stairs, and...
As we're out of earshot of that strange guy, Ferdus...
Yeah.
Virgil shares what he saw with the rest of the party. You feel as ever... seen anything where the hands were like on backwards, if you know what I mean, like thumbs pointing out? You ever seen anything like that?
What would we roll?
That would be an arcana check.
Seen anything like it? I've never even heard of anything like that.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, God. Farfar knows nothing about a backwards hand.
Farfar's just got the heebie-jeebies from it.
Hendar, you've heard of it. You feel like it's some sort of outlander from, you know, I think I said he was from somewhere far, far away. So that tracks with what you know.
Me?
And Captain Plank rolled a 19. So you know, you don't know much about him, but there's a creature... sort of a fiendish creature. They're called, how do you pronounce this? Rakshasa?
Rakshasa.
Rakshasa.
That's what I was afraid of. I mean, yeah. That's what Zach was afraid of.
Okay.
Virgil didn't know.
Good job, Zach. Zach, what do you know about them? Or what do you remember about them?
I mean, just what I've read in the monster manual, that they're like, devilish creatures. I think they're fiends. I think they come from the lower planes. And, I think they're the kind that like to make deals and then double cross you. I think they're pretty darn powerful too, so we probably shouldn't piss them off.
That's what Plink knows.
Hank takes out a dagger and throws it at him.
Do you actually do that?
At Virgil?
No,
or?
No, he doesn't.
Because we could do that.
It's a game of imagination. You can do anything you want.
That would stink to do it right after Virgil healed him.
Yeah. I think, in particular, it sounds like we ought to avoid making any more deals with this feller. We might find him walking away with our souls.
So, Jake, don't listen to this. But I have this new fifth level spell. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Gius. And you place a magical command on a creature that you can see within range. forcing it to carry out some service or refrain from some action or course of activity as you decide. If the creature can understand you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. And the duration is 30 days.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like they become your, like a charmed person for a long time.
Do you have to hold concentration on it?
No, I don't.
It's a sort of spell, though, that if you fail, it can
they know
you
that
you're mad.
Yeah, casting. Yeah.
Then they eat your face.
Yeah, or eat your memories.
What's the DC you would have to roll to save?
15.
Intelligence.
Oh, that's the good news. All of our proficiencies went up, so our spell DCs went up.
Yeah.
Our proficiencies went up?
Most of us did.
We went plus four now.
Yeah, we went from 3 to 4.
Hot dog. That's great.
So anyways, maybe next time we have a conversation with that guy, if I still have a 5th level spell, we can try that.
Yeah, maybe on the way out.
Yeah. Jake mentioned that it wouldn't be fun to have another high level character going into the dungeon with us, so that's why I didn't try it.
Well, especially if he's
going to
kill us.
Wouldn't be fun to him.
Yeah.
All right. Should we let him back now?
Yeah. Did you hear all that, Jake?
He's not back.
Okay.
Are you back?
Oh. Turns out we leveled up while you were gone.
Yeah. Oh. I decided.
Nice.
I am the captain.
Furtus gave it to us.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
I gave everyone a promotion.
Woohoo! Did you guys continue up the top of the stairs?
Virgil's now senior assistant to the captain.
We didn't. We just stood there talking the whole time. But now now that you're back, we continue up the stairs.
All right.
Yeah. We were like talking together in hushed tones, like looking at Furtus, where he could still see us.
Well, he could still see us. Like, so one of us would look, and then they would turn back, and then someone else would look. And
yeah, exactly.
Kind of giggle.
Yeah. We're so sly.
All right, you get to the top of the stairs. Now you're on this high plaza, hundreds of feet above the ruined city. You can see the river. You can see the river winding through just
the wyvern.
You can see the river winding through the wyvern. There's no wyvern yet, but the river is going through. It's just these tiny little remains of the dwarven city that look like little matchsticks from where you're at. And you can see places down there along the river where the Imperial Army had cleared things away to make space for themselves. You can see all the dozens of ruined ships, and everywhere, not a thing is moving. The entire city, dead and breathless. Your view to the north and the east is blocked by the heights of the ziggurat above you, but off to the east, no, I'm sorry, but off to the west, the sea, you can see the great sea. And this tiny little speck on the horizon is your island, your safety, far, far away. The plaza you're on is smaller than the one you climbed up from, but it's still impressive. It's about, I think, 300 feet east and west and about 100 feet north and south. And the only real significant structure here is this tall ceremonial entrance. It's a full 50 feet tall. And it's got these columns, 4 of them, carved in scenes of dwarven history, although the stories they're trying to tell are a little bit inscrutable at this point. I'm going to take you to a new map. There are some words written on the map. When you load in, I'm curious whether you can see the words or not, because they're notes to me. You see any notes written right here?
No.
Perfect. There's nothing there you need to know.
Aw.
No good.
To the right of the entrance, right here, where this rough gray stuff is, this is the slope of the mountain coming down. Just the natural slope of the mountain comes and sort of meets the plaza here. And you can peek inside the entrance, and you can see it's just pitch black inside there.
Even with the light spell on Virgil's...
Oh, yeah, let me put a light spell on Virgil.
Shield.
Where are these 3 columns? They're inside.
So the 4 columns that are holding up the roof are here.
Oh, 4 of them. Okay.
Here. Mm. Yeah.
Virgil looks up at this huge entrance and he's like, well, who wants to knock?
I don't know that spell.
Well,
I didn't prepare it either.
Yeah, let's.
Here let's we go.
Make our way over.
It's your town, Handar. Lead the way.
We didn't come all this way to not go in. All right. See anything exciting? Do we roll for initiative?
Not yet.
Oh.
Okay, you step in through the grand entrance. I think Handar is leading the way and the others are following. And this is a really impressive structure. There's four central pillars inside the room rising up from the floor to hold up the ceiling, disappearing in the darkness. The ceiling's so high, Virgil's light spell can't even reach it. You can see on the east side there's a pile of rubble that's fallen down from the ceiling, and it's been sort of piled up here. And so I think now Handar can now see the first of the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
The room is quiet and seems to be empty.
I can actually see pretty far out. Is it? Oh, is it my dark? Yeah, my dark vision. I think.
Yeah, can you see like maybe that far out?
As far as I can see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay.
I can only see as far as my light spell goes. So I can see the columns. But
the other thing that's cool is for Plank and Handar, it should be like colorful nearby, and then it should get fade to just gray.
Yeah, that's cool.
So when you're seeing dark vision, you can't see color. So it does actually affect your perception and stuff.
Can someone pull Quester Stein with us?
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if I just take him off the map and we'll just
pop
him on if it matters? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's more rubble off to our
left.
Yeah,
so now, Handar, you're getting far enough up, and Plank, you can see this too. Over here, the rubble seems to have been like piled up intentionally. And over here as well, almost as if someone was trying to like control access. Like it looks like some of the bricks have been actually like stacked up. It's not a tall wall, but it'd be hard to just like walk through there.
You guys, it looks like they are trying to funnel us. Someone is trying to funnel us or whoever else was coming in here through this center area. Maybe we should try to go around a different way.
It's interesting because I was thinking maybe somebody tried to kind of build a little fort in here, but yeah.
So Farfar, if you want to try and climb over there, you can. Just let me know.
Yeah. He'll just slowly climb.
Okay.
How high is it?
It's not real high. It's 4 feet. So the rocks are unsteady and it's not a built wall. You know, it's piled up rubble. But you feel like you can make it across without too much trouble. Mm-hmm. Definitely difficult terrain, but you know, we're not in combat right now.
Can I want to grab a brick or a rock or something and try tossing it over here.
Right between the two center pillars. Okay.
Yeah.
And the echoes are like intense.
Fool of a took.
But nothing explodes. Okay. No darts shoot out from the walls.
Okay. I'll try climbing up the rubble.
Farfar, what do you see?
Hey, somebody with better eyes, is that a passageway I see going off to the west there?
I see a passage to the west, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
That might just be another door from the outside into this structure. I'm not sure.
Well, let's go check it out.
Follow Farfar over
the map won't rocks. Let me go further. We have to go around.
Oh, yep. Really? I can lift you over.
Oh, yeah, it won't let us. Do we have to do a roll to climb over or something?
No. You can take your time. You can take take the precious seconds to be really careful and make your way over this pile of rubble. So I think everyone probably now can see from Virgil's light that there is a passage to the west, two arches that seem to lead into another room.
Oh, a room. Okay. So that's still inside?
Yeah, there's no daylight coming in.
Should we keep going?
Or do we go back to the right?
Let's take a look in this side passage.
Okay.
I'd rather know if there's an army here waiting to ambush us.
Yeah. This is like cave exploring in Minecraft. You never know which direction to go first.
All right. So now as the room starts to light up, I'm just going to pause you there just so I can kind of explain what you're seeing. You can see that the ceiling here is starting to crumble. The room must have been impassable when the Imperialists got here, although they've cleared paths across the floor. And there are enough carvings and you're able to piece together that in the real old days, this room was a place to stage up. So whoever was going to be greeting new arrivals to this part of the ziggurat would assemble here, you know, guards, diplomats, whatever. And over the past year, since the Imperials have stopped sweeping up, you see a fine layer of dust and rocky detritus again has started to kind of fill the room. So it's you can walk around, but you kind of get the feeling the ceiling might not be entirely stable. There's carvings on the walls. There's an exit to the north. There's exits on all four walls.
Do any of them lead back to daylight?
You can see, I guess I didn't do this right, but yeah, there's actually from the south, there is just the hint of daylight.
Okay.
Where Virgil's peeking in there.
Looks like maybe arrow slits in the wall, far wall there.
Yeah, that looks like.
Anything in the room if he takes a step in there?
This room was a place for guards to watch. You can kind of have a view down into the plaza below if you stepped up to those arrow slits. And this room's in better shape than the last one. And you can see there are a whole bunch of supplies piled up here. Some of them have been looted, but there's some boxes and there is a desk with paper scattered all around.
Any warm?
There's a couple crates, a couple barrels, just all sort of lined around the walls here.
Should somebody look at those papers?
Sure.
Let's take a look at the papers.
All right. You guys want to take a few minutes to like read, or yeah, you just want to like do a quick glance? Okay. So you find that papers here are incomplete, but there's quite a bit of knowledge, and they're actually, you know, for once, are in really good shape. This place is out of the weather, and it's drier up here away from the river. And so these are notes from the Katavathos, and you are able to sort of infer that the Katavathos apparently were organized into groups called cadres. And so each of these cadres had a different task. So there was a cadre that was assigned to explore the ziggurat here. You're not real clear exactly how many there were, but probably more than 10 of them. Not real clear exactly what they were hoping to find beyond just like simply like exploring and documenting what they were finding here. You read reports how they explored. They started at the very bottom of the structure and sort of cleared level by level. And the substructures that you went by, you remember where there was those like cages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were apparently in pretty good condition, but there wasn't much of interest there. Just they said it was just sort of only of cultural interest. Mm. And then the later entries begin to be a little more incomplete. It looks like someone took some of the pages and carried them off. But you get the idea that there are two major sections of the ziggurat that are adjacent to where you're standing now. To the east is a complex that they were calling the Royal Palace. And to the north, that was apparently of great interest to like get access to, is a complex that they call the Greater Arcanum.
Ooh.
Mm. I like the sound of that.
Let's see. And that's all you would learn from those books. And then there's all these crates.
Did they run across zombies down at the base?
Yeah, there would be mentions that there were zombies and
okay, so that's not a recent thing. They've been there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it wouldn't. No, there wouldn't be zombies. It would be more like spirits. So, like you know, ghosts and poltergeists, that sort of thing.
Okay.
All right. So that's all you learned from the books. Like I said, there's some supplies here and a little bit of sunlight.
Can we see down to the lower platform to see our friend, Mr. Ferdus?
I think he's just I think you can't see him just because of the buildings are in the way. Oh, you can't see where he was sitting.
I want to see if he looked any different.
Ooh.
Oh.
Virgil turns his hand backwards and waves.
Virgil, stop doing that. It freaks me out.
So we want to head north and we will look for the Greater Arcanum,
Greater Arcanum,
or do we want to head east and look at the Royal Palace?
We're going to do it all, so I have no preference where we start.
Well, let's start with the Greater Arcana.
Okay.
Keto.
Sounds more valuable to Hank, maybe.
So that's probably north. We want to go this way.
All right, you find yourself in a little hallway. Don't leave your whole party behind. There you go.
Catch up.
Don't leave the light.
Hendo, are you going to poke your head to that room?
I'm waiting for everyone to get up to me, okay. And then I'm going to poke my head in.
Remember the last time that happened.
I know, but I waited for everyone to be here, and I see nothing.
Okay. This smaller room was once a storage area for arms and armor, and the Katavatos made it into like an infirmary, and there's unused, like empty, blood-stained cots lining the walls here. There used to be boxes filled with bandages and herbs, but those have been looted and scattered.
Keep going.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, you round the corner, and you can probably see this now, most of you. There is a portcullis. There are bars of metal standing in your way.
Far, and I lift it.
All right, you can give me a athletics check. The way this probably works is one of you can aid the other, so maybe we'll just have... Oh, and guidance. So, Farfar, roll with advantage, Farfar.
Oh, nice. So I guess I will roll again.
So or guidance means and a 22.
The help from Hendar gives Farfar advantage. Farfar rolls a 22 plus 4 more from Virgil. You're straining, and your fingers feel like they're about to break. These bars are made of mithril. You're not going to be able to just...
Mm-hmm. Power your way through. Really? Mithril?
Jeepers.
Hank would like to use his perception to see if there's some mechanical way that we could open it.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
26.
You rolled great. So you check all around. You do not see any sort of visible switch button or, you know, you check the floor, no pressure plates.
So not even like on the other side?
Not that you can see from where you're standing, no.
All right. Can Hank slip through the bars? Is it that...
No, they're not that small.
Could say something...
I could Misty step through it, but...
There you go.
But Ooh. That doesn't help us if then I'm stuck on the other side and there's no way to open it.
Well, I can turn into a rat or a mouse or something.
Or a newt?
No, they're too slow. So could like a mouse crawl underneath it?
A mouse could certainly get through there.
Okay.
But Plank, I mean, how many times can you transform?
Twice and then a short rest.
Do you want to really use that up?
Well, I want to see what's on the other side of a mithril gate, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's,
okay. I mean, true. Good I want to take the mithril gate with us.
If they got enough money to make their portcullis out of mithril,
yeah.
Just imagine what's behind it.
Yeah.
Could we Jake melt laughs, this down?
It's just zombies.
Let's melt it down and turn it into weapons and armor.
I don't know if my burning hands get that hot.
All right,
Ken, you want to slip through the cracks?
Yeah.
Or the thing? Yeah. Okay.
As a meese.
Let me pull you through here. All right, you find yourself in the hall on the other side. Nothing explodes.
So I'm going to inspect over here.
Okay, here, you don't have to go that far.
Okay.
If you're looking around, you would see back here around the corner, like there's this little nook. There is a switch on the wall.
Like right in this area?
The sneaky DM put it out of sight.
All right.
So that Hank and his mage hand couldn't pull it.
I turn back into Plank, but I want to really investigate this switch and make sure that there's not like a poison needle that's going to get me.
Yeah. Okay.
What would I do?
Investigate. Perception check.
Percept. 10 plus guidance from Virgil.
I'll guidance you if you want to step over and have me touch you.
I'll guidance myself, Virgil. Thank you very much.
Ooh, Virgil did roll a 4, though.
Wait, would Plank or Hank, would he have been able to cast Mage Hand and just feel behind the wall with it? Can you do that with Mage Hand?
I don't think it gives you sensory feedback.
Okay, so you have to be able to see what it's doing.
Yeah. Plank, you don't see any sign of traps.
All right, I pull it joyfully. No and traps here, guys.
You feel an immense sense of reward as the portcullis glides silently up into its tracks and the path is open.
See if you can cut some pieces of that off.
And there's much rejoicing.
Let's see if Hank can walk through it.
Good one, Frank.
What's hey, over
Hank
here?
Made it.
So it's just dorms.
All right, you make your way down the hallway, and you can see it's like a T intersection.
Yeah.
It goes to the north and the south. There's a door to the south, and the door to the south is wooden. Again, this looks like it was actually built by the Imperials. It's crisscrossed with heavy iron bands, this door is, and there's a sign hung on this door, paper, and it's like pinned up against the wooden door. There's a red skull painted on it, and the sign says, "Keep shut / no fire."
Don't use fire.
I love that he paused it and wouldn't let us do anything while he was telling us that.
Mm-hmm. And there's an open space to the north.
I bet it's gunpowder.
Should we check behind this door or should we leave it?
Yeah, I say go for
blast it open with a fireball.
I try the knob, but does it open?
The knob, it's locked.
Okay.
If only we had a thief.
Wait, it opened.
Oh, well, it should be locked.
Okay.
Sorry.
I did not see anything.
Good.
Hank, get over there.
Someone's pinging Hank.
Hank, unlock it.
You're up, Hank.
Okay,
turns out it's already unlocked. Thieves, just click it.
Thieves tools. 28.
Plus 3 from guidance. Holy crap, nice. 31.
Is guidance a cantrip? You're casting that left and right.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, nice.
Hank, that's outrageous. Is this one of your expertise things?
Yes, yes. That's sweet.
This lock is expertly made. This was made by the Catavatos. I mean, these people are like serious. They're the elite. But you're better than them, apparently.
I want to remind people that, like it said, do not open the vault. And what happened then?
That's why I asked, should we open this door? But they said yes. It's empty, though.
No fire.
This tiny little room, it once held supplies for the defenders of the ziggurat. The wooden barrels, the weapons have long since decayed. Although you can see, if you Virgil's light would shine in there. There's lots of razor sharp steel arrowheads and spearheads. But there are several piles of black sulfur smelling powder.
Hence the no fire, huh?
Black sulfur.
Let me get my torch and examine it a little closer.
Do we have a use for that? Should we bag some up?
Farfar, would you take a look at Farfar at your inventory?
Inventory.
There's some new additions.
Oh, black powder.
Have a gun or
Wait,
something?
Where did that come from?
You've been technically carrying this around since you fought Tommy Smiles. You remember you took a gun off a dwarf,
that gun weapon. Yes, I remember.
Yeah. So you haven't brought it up, but Ken keeps bringing it up. So I finally added it to your sheet. So you've been carrying this thing around, and you just haven't had much ammunition. You'd had 4 charges, but you would recognize the black powder on the floor is the same stuff that you looted off that dwarf. Hmm. It looks like it's fire powder.
It's fire powder, guys. We might need it.
Well, you need it. Pick some up.
All right.
Don't eat it, though, Farfar.
Oh, he goes in.
It'll give you a stomachache.
Scoop, scoop, scoop.
Okay.
Tonight's episode of Kinda Good RPG brought to you by the National Rifle Association.
What happens if we fill the bag of holding with gunpowder and then we toss in a torch and close it?
I would love to find out. So you find 6 more charges.
Don't let the intrusive thoughts win.
Basically, the way this thing works is it's old primitive. Well, for you guys, it's modern, but it's single shot.
Musket?
Gun, yeah. A blunderbuss. So you can load it up with either like a little bag of shot, which is, like little shotgun pellets, basically, or a solid ball. And so you can read through the descriptions. One does good at short range. One does better at long range. Mm-hmm. But every time you fire one of them, it's going to use up a charge of black powder. You have 10 charges now.
Interesting.
And you can only use it once per turn. So even if you've got multi-attacks, you can still only make 1 shot per turn.
Does it take an action to reload?
It doesn't take a separate action to reload. No,
you can
reload
shoot.
And fire every 6 seconds somehow. Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah.
Hank has got a burglar's pack, and in the burglar's pack is 1,000 ball bearings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be ammunition that could be shot. Yeah, sure. It'd be like a shotgun then, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Farfar has some of those, but yeah, that would be good to like resupply. He could resupply from that.
Okay. And then you've got the damage that it would create. It's got to be like an area of effect then, too, if it is a shotgun, right?
Yeah, so if you load it with the pellets, you can target basically two adjacent enemies, like two enemies who are adjacent to each other.
Okay.
Within, I think it's like 30 or 40 feet.
Okay.
Some of the fellas have moved north, and you find yourself...
Virgil and I are exploring while you're telling.
Yeah.
They're bored with the blunderbuss.
In the olden days, this room was a guard post for guards stationed to guard the grand entrance. So you can see there are some arrow slits, and they kind of look down. There's a stairway to your east, a real tall grand stairway that's, what is it, about 25 feet wide.
And I got stuck in this wall.
Yeah, I saw that.
No.
There.
Blink back out. Oh, did you just go stick yourself in the wall? You're naughty. What is his name? Hank. Hank is starting to explore another room, and you find yourself, there's a pretty big room over here. There was a portcullis here, but the portcullis has been opened by someone.
Oh, okay.
And so you can see a number of bodies. They look like adventurers. You wonder if maybe these are the Katavatos. Or some of the Katavatos.
Ooh. Oh. But they're dead.
Well, let's go in and just wait for somebody else to go in.
We got your back, Farfar.
All right, so this long room with high ceilings was once a place of retreat and contemplation for dwarven warriors. You don't know enough yet about their culture to know if it was like a shrine, if it was like religious in nature, or if it was more like a philosophical place to just come and zen out.
Kandar wouldn't know because he slept through that class too.
There's a bunch of rubble piled up along the southern wall. You came through this portcullis, which has been opened up. And in the center of the room, who's got some dark vision? Plank, you probably would have the best view of this. As you walk in, you start to see several withered corpses in a uniform that you've not yet seen. Hendar, once he joins us in the room, he would point it out and he'd say, yeah, these are Katavatos. And let's loot those corpses next week.
Oh, I want to loot them now.
Loot.
Really good.